This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. With me is Dr. Tim O'Shea of thedoctorwithin.com. Now, over the break, we were discussing the concept of what an exemption is, and I, to my horror, Dr. Tim told me that exemptions are being done away with through legislature in some states. Can you tell people what's going on there?
Yeah. Again, this is on my website, thedoctorwithin.com. Look under chapters, and I have several articles. It's called AB 2109. That was the bill. The story started about 2.5 years ago in Washington State, and the governor ran through this bill that effectively put an end to the philosophical exemption. Now, by way of preamble, I have to say that I hope people know that no matter what you hear, there are still three types of exemptions that you can get if you want to exempt your child from vaccines, and they've been in existence for 50, 60 years in every state. You can either get a medical exemption where a medical doctor just signs a form saying your child should be exempt because vaccines are harmful to the immune system, and that kid is out for life. Or you can get a philosophical exemption, which is in most states, where you just sign this simple form that says you're exempting your child from vaccines because they're against your philosophical beliefs. Well, what is happening now in several states, and it happened recently in Washington State and in California within the last 2.5 years, they passed a bill saying that if you are a parent with a child, you want to exempt your child from vaccines, you must now get a medical doctor to co-sign the personal beliefs exemption, the philosophical exemption form. In other words, you now, by law, in these two states, you need a medical doctor's permission to have a philosophical belief about vaccines. Those are laws in Washington and California. They also tried it in Vermont, and they threw it out. They tried it in Arizona, I believe, and they threw it out. But this trick is coming to every state. They're going to try this in every state, I believe, in the next few years. It's been introduced into Colorado, I know, and I'm sure it's coming to Utah, because it went through with so little opposition, and most people thought it was a good idea. Most of the voters thought it was a good idea. Most of the people in the state think it's a good idea that you should have a medical doctor's permission, that you need a medical doctor's permission to have a personal belief about vaccines.
What does that say about the other exemptions, which are religious and medical?
Only a few states have a religious exemption, and at the present time, they haven't passed any laws to require that you get a co-signature for the religious exemption. Not yet.
And then medical, obviously, you need the medical signature anyway, so that's a moot point. What's frightening about that to me is, of course, you know, you go into a medical doctor today, as opposed to when I was a kid, and first thing he does is he gets on the computer, and the computer tells him what he should do. He types in your symptoms, or the or the Spanish-speaking practical nurse outside does this for you, and he consults his computer, and the computer tells him which pharmaceuticals to prescribe to treat the illness. So if we're talking about having to get permission from a doctor to have a philosophical exemption, a belief exemption, well then all he's going to do is type that into his computer and the computer is going to say yes or no, right?
No. I don't understand what you're saying. The parent has to into the office for an office visit to get this exemption.
Right, but if the doctor's going to, I guess what I'm saying is if the doctor's going to lose his job by allowing an exemption, then he's not going to sign your exemption. If he is threatened, or his association that he's a member of, has a best practice that says no, in order to keep your license to practice medicine, you should not give exemptions to vaccines. Well, there's not going to be any such thing as an exemption except medical at that point.
You know what, Clint? They don't even have to do that. They don't even have to threaten them. There are lists of medical doctors who advertise that they will sign the form, but it's just that the majority of medical doctors really won't do that because first of all, they just don't believe in it. So they don't have to threaten them. The majority of medical doctors really do believe that people should get their permission.
Well, again, it's that vested interest that makes it so confusing for people. It brings out the worst kind of cognitive dissonance in nurses and doctors, what I've noticed. Now, we've had a lot of nurses up here in Utah. We had a whole hospital floor had to close down because the nurses got together and said they would not get a vaccination, which is huge, huge news. But they portrayed it as if these people were crazy, and they fired the lot of them. Now, is there no protection anymore for people who in the medical field want to be exempted from this? I mean, you're not going to be able to work in a hospital if you don't get the exemptions. For instance, I was looking into the physical therapy course at a school, and I specifically asked, do I have to have a vaccination in order to do my internship in a hospital? And they said yes. And I said, well, can I exempt myself? And they said no. And so I chose not to go into that particular field. This was a few years ago.
There was probably a way around that. Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yeah, well, someone else that had had to wear a mask the entire time that they did their internship to be a nurse. I mean, literally a mask for 16 hours a day, and I wasn't willing to do that.
Here's something that you could have done. This is on page 178 of my book, Vaccination is Not Immunization. For situations like this, it's called the Affidavit of Exemption. Now, most vaccine exemptions are for children in grade school and high school, but as you say, more and more colleges and even some companies are now requiring arbitrarily that the new employees, new students be vaccinated for whatever reason. So there are simple instructions drawing up an affidavit of exemption in which you write you just write on a piece of paper that you hereby claim exemption because vaccines may be harmful to your immune system. You sign it, you take it to a notary and have it signed, and then you send that by certified mail to the legal department of the school or company that you're applying to, and that, most of the time, that is all you have to do to get out of vaccines.
Hmm.
Affidavit of exemption.
That's an interesting approach. That would be one that I would certainly promote to people if... You know, it's taking the law, it's making your own law, basically. It's taking the law into your own hands, which we like to run around here. All right, folks, we'll be back with Dr. Tim O'Shea from thedoctorwithin.com. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
All right, folks, welcome back.
There's no place.
Here in the Corporation Nation. And again, our guest is Dr. Tim O'Shea of thedoctorwithin.com. Wonderful website. Please, please check it out. I'll tell you what, Tim, I'd like to switch over and talk about the ingredients in vaccines. Now, we've talked about mercury. Anyone that's ever seen mercury for themselves probably can attest that it's probably not a good thing to put into your body. But we have so many other things that are being put into these things. We have what's called adjuvants, which amazingly was actually the historical aspect of that was a mistake. They used to call it dirt, and they still call it the dirty little secret of vaccinations. Because literally it's a contaminant, literally a contaminant to which happens to speed up the immune response to an injection. It doesn't have to be a vaccine. I mean, if you inject something into your body that your body is going to fight, of course it's going to create an immune response. You have toxoids, you have formaldehyde, thimerosal, excipients. You have so many different things, and then most of all, which is most disturbing to me, are such things as aborted fetal tissue, which the vaccines are grown on, kidneys, African green monkey kidneys and other monkeys, hamsters, rabbits, chicken, the blood of cattle, the actual disease itself, of course, is there too. But the way these things are grown, it's very disturbing, especially when you tell somebody for the first time that they grow these vaccines on aborted fetal tissue that's cloned and recloned. It's very disturbing. What's the necessity for all of this stuff? It almost sounds like a horror novel.
Sounds like a pagan ritual, doesn't it? Hmm. Did you get that? Exactly. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All this is discussed in detail on page 26 and 27 of my book, Vaccination is Not Immunization. That's really a complicated question that you ask, why they do all this. This is just the evolution of the junk science behind vaccines that has evolved since the time of Edward Jenner back in the late 1700s when he made it up in the first place. And as far as, you're exactly right when you were talking about the adjuvants. This is, just understanding this one concept about adjuvants can show people how weak and unsubstantiated the science behind vaccines is. Because here's the idea. They say, okay, we're going to give you this pathogen, this measles virus, for example, and we're going to shoot it into the little kid's arm, right? And the theory is that this measles virus is going to trigger the body to make antibodies to respond in case the measles virus ever invades this kid's body. Now he's going to have immunity to it and be able to fight it off. Well, that's not possible in the first place because, like I say, they don't use the real measles virus. They use a man-made laboratory mutation of the real measles virus in the vaccine. That's the first problem. But the worst problem than that is, if they just injected the lab version of the measles virus into the kid, it would provoke a very mild immune response. You would hardly notice it. Now they have to add poisons in order to magnify and intensify the immune response. And those are called adjuvants, the word meaning helpers, right? But the thing is, if you follow this type of logic, why not inject the kid with Drano? You know, that'll provoke a hell of an immune response. Sure. So it's just like, what does that have to do with enhancing this child's immune system or providing him with the ammunition that he needs to resist disease by making something more toxic in an injection in order to provoke a stronger immune response? It makes no sense at all scientifically.
Well, and the important aspect of this really is the definition of a successful vaccination. Now, when you say that someone is vaccinated or someone is, like your book title, it's specifically your title of your book is Vaccination is Not Immunization. So the definition that's given to a vaccinated person is actually very, very, well, it's ridiculous because all you need is just an antibody response. It is not a cure. It is not immunization. It is not healing. The only stated purpose of a vaccine is to invoke an immune response. It doesn't matter if that immune response is the most mild. If it's one antibody, it's a successful vaccine, which means absolutely nothing in the realm of, say, anthrax. You get an anthrax thrown in your face, you're going to die. No vaccine is going to help you with that. So, you know, even the definition of vaccination, which, again, is the title of your book, is a ridiculous concept.
Yeah. But people, that idea that you just said, that is one level of awareness below the conventional wisdom that we hear all day, every day, in scripted media, on Google, on Yahoo, on everything. That quantum that you just made there, Clint, the majority of people cannot get that differentiation there. It's too subtle.
Yeah, I suppose, especially with that kind of, you know, supporting evidence of the fictional realm out there. I guess you're right. Well, let's talk about another adjuvant. I don't know how familiar or if you've written extensively, I don't remember, on the adjuvant that's called squalene. Now, squalene, of course, the CDC website and the FDA website, they say that they get their squalene from a fish, namely, I think it was sharks. And you can also take, this is the important part I want to get across to people, because when you get a vaccine, when you are vaccinated, that literally means to transport something into your body, it literally means to bypass your body's natural defense system and inject something right into the blood. Now, most things cannot break the blood-brain barrier. So, in other words, your body has to process them before they, can affect your system. And that's your natural your body's natural response. So what we're doing is we're bypassing that, and we're giving a direct bodily injection straight into the bloodstream. And of course, you know, this is how mercury can attack the brain, because your body doesn't have a chance to filter it out. So when we're talking about something like squalene, every living creature, from what I understand, produces their own unique version of squalene. Now, when you get this squalene from a foreign body, a foreign animal, or even another human, and you inject that into your own body, into a human body, well, guess what? You're going to get another type of immune response, which is your body developing an immune response to your own production of squalene, which is necessary for the joints and for everything else. So these people that have researched this have called this one of the most devious and horrific biological weapons that has ever been created. And they're using this as an adjuvant, something that again, artificially sparks the immune response. I mean, how horrific is that?
Yeah.
Is there any other things like squalene that they're using, besides, of course, mercury?
Well, that's the funny thing that I discovered most recently in the last 2 years, when I wrote the chapter on the peanut allergy epidemic, and I really became aware of excipients in vaccines. I was under the assumption that in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, that the vaccine manufacturers had to disclose all the ingredients of vaccines.
Tim, let's carry that on in the next segment here. We're just going to go to a quick break. We'll be back.
We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees.
Again, with me is Dr. Tim O'Shea of thedoctorwithin.com. Now, Tim, you were saying, what is the physician's desk reference anyway? Is that the one that's written by Merck Pharmaceuticals?
Merck Manual. The physician's desk reference, also called the PDR, it's a big Bible-looking book. You can see it in any library, virtually any community library, any school library. It's written in number one micro font, so you can't read it. But it really is, it's kind of like the pharmaceutical industry's CYA manual. Every pharmaceutical drug and every vaccine now available on the market, there are about four or five pages devoted to each one, and it tells the pharmacology of it, how it works, the dosage, the side effects, the interactions, the reactions, all that kind of thing. And so this information is available to people. But as I was saying before the break, what I discovered in the last 2 years when I discovered about the peanut allergies and the excipients that are used in most vaccines made from peanuts, I discovered that it's about disclosure. I learned that what is listed in the PDR as the ingredients in vaccines, because of intellectual property and things like that, the pharmaceutical companies are not under any obligation to disclose completely all the ingredients in vaccines. I finally learned this after 15 years of research. And so that's the really frightening part. They don't really disclose squalene, for example, in most of the, in any of the vaccines that I can think of that are on the mandated schedule being given to children. The only place I've really seen that is in the vaccines given to the military. Now, like I say, that's not to say that they are not in every vaccine, but they are under no obligation to make a complete disclosure of all the ingredients in vaccines because of this idea of intellectual property and patent rights that the manufacturers have. So the bottom line here is we really have no idea what they are injecting into our children.
Lovely. So are you saying that the peanut allergy outbreak that we've had over the years is a direct correlation to – is it actually causing the allergy, or is it is that what's actually creating an anaphylactic response in children and killing them or maiming them?
There's no doubt about that. Heather Frazier wrote a book in 2011. It was called The Peanut Allergy Epidemic. It's not a very well-written book, but it was an extremely well-researched book. It is meticulously, impeccably documented. So what I did was I wrote a 30-page summary of that book, and that's in a chapter on my website called The Peanut Allergy Epidemic. But she nailed that idea down for certain. So please, the whole discussion, I talk about the whole discussion in the summary, and then if you're of academic frame of mind, you can read her book and her references. But there's no doubt about that. You know, like 25 years ago, there was no such thing as, you know, you'd be on an airplane and the stewardess would come up and say, oh, we can't give out peanuts today because such and such has a peanut allergy, or children going into anaphylactic shock in classrooms and things. That this has only happened since the 90s. And again, it was correlated with the tripling of the numbers of vaccines. You can't get a peanut allergy from eating peanuts, from ingesting peanuts only, because we are ingesting the same amount of peanuts now as we did 25 years ago. You must be, a child must be sensitized by an injected derivative of peanuts called an excipient, which is in vaccines, and then at a later time, then anaphylaxis can be triggered by actually ingesting peanuts, like a Snickers bar or a peanut butter sandwich. But they must be injected first with a derivative from peanuts. That's what the chapter is going to tell you. So you can look at that on my website, thedoctorwithin.com, under chapters.
Just to be clear, an excipient is actually an oil-based compound that similar to a squalene, correct?
It's something that again, it provokes a stronger immune response for the pathogen that they're using in the vaccine. It's like a carrier molecule. It increases the amount of immune response.
And imagine if you're injecting that into a baby that does not have the ability to respond to that. It's just amazing when you start thinking about how this is destroying people's immune systems. It's a tragedy. I mean, it's
peanut oil excipients are in almost all vaccines. That's what was discovered in this book. So people should really read that chapter.
Well, is there any connection to that and autism then?
And autism, yeah, it has to do with the neurological development. neurological development. They didn't make a specific connection with autism per se, more along the idea of the development of the ability to for the body to have an allergic response. In general, the power to react to something is part of the immune system developing. The child wants to be able to, the young body wants to react to foreign substances, to invaders, but not too quickly, you know, not the newborn child, you know, because like I said, it takes at least 2 years for even a rudimentary immune system to evolve in the young child. And this is the real tragedy and the lack of science behind vaccines, that they're injecting these full-blown, complete animal proteins and vegetable oil proteins into a child that does not have the physiological ability to metabolize those types of things. That's the real problem.
You know, it's funny. I put the last section of my documentary was about the more it was the moral issue, isn't it? Can you morally inject little pieces of protein and DNA from aborted fetal tissues into yourself and your child? Okay, if you don't want to listen to the facts that we're talking about now, you don't want to listen to the dangers of mercury, aluminum, squalene, and all these different things that your body will have a response to, then for God's sake, think about the moral implications of this. How ridiculous and how inhumane the concept of growing these things on these different animal parts, but especially the moral implications of growing vaccines, you know, cell substrates of aborted fetal tissue. I mean, I don't know how to put that into any, you know, into words. I mean, you either have that or you don't. You either have the reaction to that or you don't. I can't force people to have a moral, you know, a moral reaction. But to me, it causes an immune response in me. I don't want to have that stuff. And they tell you right in the inserts that the proteins and DNA of the, you know, the things that the proteins, the animal parts that these things are grown on, there is no way to filter that out. It's impossible to filter that out. So, you know, we can go over and over the medical aspect, but there's also this moral issue hanging over us that we are not paying attention to. And, you know, on that note, unfortunately, I don't know if you've researched this all, but the abortion industry, and yes, it is an industry, is making a lot of money by selling these fetal parts and proteins to pharmaceutical companies. It's really disgusting.
In my book, I talk about historically, virtually all ancient civilizations, they had taboos against mixing the blood of man with the blood of animals. You know, there's even mention of it in the Bible. So here we are doing something like this commonplace every single day and acting like there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah, and we're also venturing into the realm of what's called xenotransplantation, where we're literally putting pig hearts into humans, pig veins into humans, transplanting body parts out of animals into humans. It's very frightening. And again, the biblical references there weren't just some notion that it's bad. There was a reason for that. There was obviously a good reason for having that rule. And, you know, it's the same as mixing blood types in humans. They just don't mix. You're Rh negative and you're Rh positive. They do not mix well. Now we have the technology to let that happen. All right, folks, we'll be back for our final segment with Tim O'Shea. Stay with us. Through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
All right, folks, welcome back. Oh, how the time flies. We, there's never enough time to fully get into these subjects. So, Tim, we're in our last segment here. Why don't you tell people here, you know, there's a lot of references out there. There's a lot of websites. There's a lot of trash out there. And there are some very, very good resources as well. What is it, I thoroughly enjoyed your book. I used it as for a few references in my own studies. And Why don't you tell people about the book? I've already explained that it's so well done because of the fact that it tells the story through factual evidence, not just speculation and opinion. So where can people get the book, and tell us a little more about it?
Well, first of all, you can get the book at thedoctorwithin.com. And what's different about this book in other books of the – this is not an – I don't characterize it as an anti-vaccine book. I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I'm in favor of any vaccines that have been proven to be safe, effective, and necessary by independent researchers who are not selling vaccines.
And how
any
many
vaccines
of those
like
there?
That, I'm in favor of.
How many of those are there?
I never answer that question for people who haven't read the book. So this book, it's the difference with this book is, like you say, it's completely referenced. You can't argue with this book. It's not my opinion. It's not the chiropractic or alternative viewpoint on vaccines. All these 300 references are mainstream medicine, mainstream science, mainstream law. That is where the opposition to today's vaccine policies is coming from. So that's why no one will take up my standing challenge to debate this issue of vaccines in a public forum, in a classic collegiate forensics format, debate type of situation. On the back cover of this book, Vaccination is Not Immunization, there are a list of endorsements. They are all medical doctors, as you can see. And I was surprised, you know, several years ago when I first learned that many medical doctors know the information contained in this book, and they don't vaccinate their children, but they'll vaccinate yours. And it's like it's career suicide for most medical doctors to discuss vaccines. Some medical doctors are in a situation where it doesn't really matter, and they're free from that. But the majority of medical doctors, they are not free to speak out even what they know about vaccines. So my opinion is that this is the most important decision that a parent will make in the life of the child, whether or not to vaccinate. So I think that the parent should get all the information for that decision from people who are not necessarily involved in selling vaccines.
Well, you also made a good point in your presentation when I saw you, which was three or four years ago, and you said that the default for parents is to say, well, you know, it's recommended, so I'm going to go ahead and get my child vaccinated, and maybe I'll learn about it later, and we'll see. And it seems to me, as you pointed out, that should not be the default. Like, you know, I'm going to stick my child's head in the guillotine here and see what happens. You know, that shouldn't be your default. Your default should be to stay away from the thing until you learn all the facts. I mean, that's the illogic of the industry, really. And I think that was a really good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we finish out by talking about your seminars to your detox programs as well, because it's not just for vaccinations. I mean, I was reading over some of them, and they're strict there. I mean, a lot of them are just for your health, your health in order to obtain your own good immune system.
Mm-hmm. I have a number of chapters. Actually, most of the information on my website is free. It's in chapter form, and it's also in newsletter form. Every month I send one newsletter on the first of the month. I have a really huge list, and then I archive them as well. But as a chiropractor, after about 15 years in practice or so, I discovered that to adjust people's spine really helps them be healthy and strengthens their immune system and their general health overall. But you can't argue with, or you can't pretend like something is going to overcome a lifetime of the toxic type of diet that most Americans have. So that's when I began my study on detoxification, study of the digestive tract, the workings of the colon, cleansing the blood, the classical studies of enzymes from Edward Howell and Stan Bynum, people like that. And I devised a very simple and very powerful detox program that I call the 60-day program, and people can read about that on the website. And it just consists of a very simple, natural diet. Stop eating trash primarily. You know, go back to the classical way of eating like Weston A. Price discovered when he went around the world back in the 30s. Yes. No processed foods, no pasteurized dairy, no refined carbohydrates. And also hydrate yourself, 2 liters of water a day. And then there are 7 supplements in the 60-day program. And my opinion on supplements is that most supplements are created both either directly or indirectly by the drug companies and are not that good for people. But there are some very powerful, effective supplements that have emerged in the last 20 years. I want a person to be taking the least number of supplements possible, spending the least amount of money on supplements possible, and yet still clearing out the 2 things, the digestive tract and the bloodstream. And that's what the whole 60-day program is geared to. And if you can do that, and at the same time ingesting only nutrient-rich foods, you can improve just about any harmful physical condition that the person is in. So I also recommend people look at the feedback and testimonials section on my website, thedoctorwithin.com. There are hundreds and hundreds of stories of people who have really changed their lives by doing this very simple common sense program.
And I want to say to people, just from direct experience, you know, a lot of times when you do these types of detoxes, especially the diet, you'll find that your body reacts in very negative ways because it's trying to push out poisons and toxins that it's become accustomed to. It's basically, you know, a lot of times your body will build the tumors around, non-cancerous tumors around the toxins. So you're going to have negative effects a lot of times. You might have headaches if you stop drinking coffee, for instance, or other caffeine products. You can have a lot of negative effects when you're doing these type of detoxes, and that should not deter you. Do you have a section on there about the negative effects that might happen?
Right in the chapter called the 60-day program. That's called the healing crisis. And those effects are transient. People might get gut pain, temporary disorientation, things like that. And whenever that happens, I always say to people, hey, that's good news. That means 2 things. That means this effect, and it means, number one, this program is really working for you. You're really getting rid of the poisons you've built up in your body over the past 20 years. And number 2, that means that you really needed to do the detox. So that's called the healing crisis, and it's a good sign. This is not a program of drugs where we're covering up the symptoms. People want to feel better right now by taking drugs. Now, we're retracing the steps of your toxification. We are detoxing.
Wonderful. Again, I have to say, you know, as I said in the beginning, it seems like the only reasonable people left in this field, in this quote unquote medical field, are not doctors, are not nurses. It seems to be naturopaths and chiropractors, and it's ironic because at the same time the field of chiropractic and these other fields are going, I mean, for God's sake, the first thing Obama did when he got into office was to eliminate the federal naturopathy license that was available. So a lot of people are no longer licensed to be a naturopathic doctor on the federal scale. So I want to thank you, Tim. Again, Tim O'Shea, Dr. Tim O'Shea from The Doctor Within. Sir, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your seminars and all your diets. Wow, I don't know what to say. Thank you for joining us.
Keep up the great work, Clint. You're doing a hell of a job.
Right, man. All right, take care, friend.